It's my great pleasure to welcome the federal member for O'Connor, Rick Wilson. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry.
You must be getting better at budget night. How many is it now? Is it about five in a row or six in a row?
This is the fifth one, and I've got to say that this is by far and away going to be the easiest one to sell. It is the culmination of 5 years of hard work of getting the economy back on track, and we're starting to see some dividends. So some great news in the budget for the people of O'Connor, and really happy to have the opportunity on your show to talk about a couple of those measures.
Rick Wilson, it looks like lower middle income earners are going to be the big winners of last night's budget.
Yeah, look, so 61,000 low to middle income taxpayers in O'Connor are going to be either as an individual up to $530 a year better off, or for a couple, both earning an income between $48,000 and $92,000, up to $1,060 a year better off. So that's great news for working people in O'Connor, and I'm really pleased that we've been able to deliver that dividend after some tough times and some tough budgets, but finally seeing some fruit on the table at, after a long hard haul.
And roads and infrastructure always gets a bit of attention. Are you disappointed that there was no funding allocated for the Albany Ring Road?
Well, the Albany Ring Road is a separate proposal which is going through Infrastructure Australia, and the WA government finally got their business plan to Infrastructure Australia on Friday the 5th of May, so I'm very pleased that they finally, 14 months after the state election, got a business plan into Infrastructure Australia for the Albany Ring Road. But more importantly, last night in the budget there was $3.5 billion set aside for strategic roads. So these are roads that are freight routes, freight networks, and I did speak to Minister McCormack last night, the Minister for Transport, and he assured me that local governments will be able to apply for that funding. So I know that particularly out through the Wheatbelt, there's many local shires whose roads are used to haul large quantities of grain and livestock, who will be very interested in having a go at that fund. So $3.5 billion, it's a decent amount of money there, and hopefully we'll see some of that money invested on the strategic freight roads across the electorate of O'Connor.
And will this be the last budget before next year's federal election?
Look, that's in the purvey of the Prime Minister. I suspect that it may be. We do have to go to the polls sometime before May next year or around May next year. So, but I suspect that there'll possibly be a mini budget or a budget update, around December when the mid-year financial statement is put out. So, but look, it's a good budget. It's not an election budget. It's not a giveaway budget. It's a budget that actually rewards the people of Australia for some of the hard yards that we've done over the last 5 years. And, I'm very proud.